tournament championship coach. You know, 10-0 on all your sets here today. Congratulations. There were some close wins. There were some blowouts. And highlighted here at the end by a win over number one ranked team, Wheatland Grinnell, and a team that's been giving you fits for a long time. But I guess summarize this day overall.
We just played awesome overall. I feel like today we came back as a team unit, because, you know, last week we had a little, we didn't seem like that team that we've been. We communicated today. We hustled after things. It was great.
And as you go through the day, it was kind of slow starting against Quinter, a couple tight matches against Colby. They don't even advance into out of round or pool play. And you guys take care of Tri Plains Brewster, and then you get Oakley in the semis. It's a team that isn't as aggressive as normally that you'd see from other teams at the net. And you guys found a way to just put it to them as well.
Yeah, I always tell the girls, teams like that make me nervous because they just find holes because they aren't big hitters. But we definitely covered the holes today. I'm just so proud of them overall.
And then also, as you take a look at the finals here, Wheatland Grinnell, you knew that was going to be quite a challenge here. A very good team. You guys go back and forth, take a big first set lead. They take the lead. They have set point. You guys rattle off three straights. And then the second set, boy, it was just domination.
Yeah, we definitely put them to them the second set. We watched them warm up, and I told the girls that all their outside hits were going cross court. So I just told them to take the cross court away, and our blocks were amazing today. Like, we blocked amazingly. We hit. We passed well. We didn't miss. I mean, we missed a few serves that were crucial today, but overall, we played awesome.
I thought some players that really stepped up for you guys that came in, Aspen Nix and Cammie Patton, they look like their confidence took a step forward today.
Yeah, I was definitely proud of those two. You know, Cammie's very quiet and very timid, but she definitely stepped it up today, and putting Aspen in there, I think, definitely just helped us overall. She definitely was a good asset to the team today.
Emily Smith in the finals there, she pretty much had a block party there, and we were all witness to it.
Yeah, we love block parties. They weren't getting anything by her, and yeah, that's what I like to see.
What does this do for the confidence going forward for your team?
You know, I hope they know that this is what it feels like to win, and they keep that momentum for Tuesday, because we have a lot of potential, and hopefully this kind of boosts their confidence after a rough last week.